Occasionally at Ozarks at Large, we're able to invite visiting musicians to our region into our studio for conversation and a selection of songs. That was certainly the case with Jamie Harris and Christina Cavazos. They were in Fayetteville from Austin, Texas earlier this month to perform at a songwriter showcase. Harris had previously been in the area to work with the House of Songs, but this was the first time Cavazos performed in Northwest Arkansas. Prior to the gig, they stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with and play a few songs for Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis.
Let's do a song that'll be on the record called Depressive State. It's pretty revealing.
In a depressive state, how long will I feel this way? Is it forever? In my mind, prisoner, will I be okay? Will I ever be okay? And not someone that everyone hates. Will I ever be okay? I'm locking all the doors to my house. Lights off, no need to ever come around. You can take my number off your fridge. You never need it, never need it. Not even to be saved for a rainy day. Oh, if I were you, I'd forget I ever knew my name. And now you wanna call and say you're sorry, but you're not sure what for. Hey, save your apologies, I can't take yours anymore. In a depressive state, how long will I feel this way? Is it forever? In my prisoner, will I be okay? Will I ever be okay? And not some world that everyone hates. Will I ever be okay? Depressive state, how long will I feel this way? Is it forever? In my mind, prisoner, will I be okay? Will I ever be okay? And not someone that everyone hates. Will I ever be okay?
That was excellent.
Thanks,
that was excellent.
Thanks, Tim.
Do you ever run out of energy playing that song?
Or
do you have to pump yourself up to play it?
Oh, no, that one I can always tap into, man. Even, you know, I've been running around a lot since October, and I feel, I mean, that's what I want to do my whole life, and I feel so grateful. But there are days I'm sleepier than others, but it's kind of weird. Like, sometimes I write this stuff and I'm like, oh man, I'm so glad that I'm like not depressed today. You know, it gives me energy, or it helps me go, oh man, I'm still really angry about that thing. Maybe I got to deal with it. Like, every time I play, I feel like I got to deal with something inside of me. Kind of brings me back. I don't know. The writing almost gives me some perspective. So who knows? I'm crazy. I feel different about different things every day. But doing this, man, it's like, I love it. It fires me up. That's a chicken or egg thing. I don't know. itself.
I can understand.
Yeah, man.
I can understand. Well, Christina, do you have a song you'd like to play?
Yes, I do. This is a new song. It's kind of like a baby song.
Those are my favorite kind.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I started playing this out on tour, and it made Jamie cry, and so I've played it every night since. To make Jamie Harris cry, I feel like, is a feat that I've wanted to accomplish for a very long time, and I did it, so it makes me happy.
Kudos.
But I also wrote this song. I was really stressed out in school, and I was trying to think of things that would make me happy, and I kind of wrote this song just, like, rambling. I didn't expect to play it for anyone, and then I played it for my mom, and she really liked it, and so lots of people have convinced me to keep it, and it's called All of It.
I wanna live on a house on an island near mountains and beaches with blue skies and backyards and all of the seasons. I wanna wake up after 10 a.m. I want a sliding glass door and a porch swing. A whole lot of cats, some place to get ice cream. The shirts down the block stays open year round. I want all of it. I want all of it with you. I want all of it with you. I want world peace, or at least the idea of something that's good, and I'll fight for it with all the beautiful people who never give in to the dying light. I want a place to grow old and places I can fall apart and songs I can sing that'll break someone's heart, and I want to never give up the fight. I want all of it with you. I want all of it with you. But I take the pouring rain and conversations way too late. And lullabies sing out of tune. Fireflies that die too soon. If I had you, two kids named Julie and Georgia, and when they grow up they'll say, Mama, we want to live with your love in the world that you made for us. I want to grow old and see you with gray hair, look at our past and smile and say, dear, I love you to death and a little more than. I want
So good.
I'm crying again.
You almost had me there.
Listening to that song, I wouldn't think you're 18, because, I mean, that's a song that, like, talks about experience, and it's like some of those feelings in that song are things that I wouldn't imagine an 18-year-old has experienced, you know?
She's a deep cat, man. I'm telling you, she's the teacher. She's, like, my Zen master on this whole thing, man.
I think that a majority of what I'm writing is because I'm surrounded by people like Jamie. I'm just going to throw it back at you. It's like a compliment more constantly.
Don't make me cry more.
But seriously, I think that, like, growing up in the Austin music scene is, like, I always feel like I'm taking in so much that it's just, it's helping me. I grew so much these past 4 years, and I wouldn't have if I was anywhere else. But, yeah, I think... thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, you mentioned that being in Austin, you're constantly surrounded by all of these different influences and inspirations. I mean, the Austin music scene is big and varied, and you can find just about anything you would want to find there. Mm-hmm. Does it ever get overwhelming to have that kind of variety?
Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day, and they're like, I was doing another interview with KTX, actually, and I was asked sort of similar question, but flipped. Like, she was like, does it scare you that you're going to New York and nobody's doing what you're doing? It's scary both ways. Sometimes Austin is like, so many people are doing this that it was overwhelming because of that. But I quickly learned that you can look at music in two ways, and you can see it as like you're fighting for it, or you can just stop and meet people and make connections and just like, not instead of like having it be a competition, just grow. And I really like doing that in Austin. In New York, it's going to be different because there's not a lot of like, I mean, as far as I'm aware, it's not very well known for, you know, people getting up with just a guitar and having shows like that. So I think it's going to, both things are, I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just got back from doing a little tour in New York, you know, and I love New York. I love the energy of New York. What I love is I'm so obsessed with music, and I have been obsessed with music, that I can have tunnel vision. I mean, Austin, like, I moved to Austin because my songwriting heroes were there, you know, because James McMurtry was there and Patty Griffin was there. And then through that, you know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've gotten to work with, you know, like, Jimmy LaFave, who I was listening to his stuff, and he's how I got into Dylan. He's how I got into Donovan. Like, I learned about a lot of stuff backwards. Woody Guthrie, he personally took me through Woody's stuff and guided me on which book to read and which songs to listen to and the history behind them. And that's been so powerful. And to work in the studio with Gerf Morlicks, oh my gosh, it's like all my dreams. This is like amazing. Yeah. I'm losing it. But in New York, it's really cool. Like, we got to play at this thing called the Faulkner City Song Club. And there's a great, you know, like we have, there are communities of songwriters, and I think you find each other. But what I love about New York too is that it's not just musicians. It's, oh wow, if I wanted to do something in my live show to really incorporate a set, there's so many people that are doing theater and artists that I think it would be a great place to collaborate with different kinds of art outside of music.
Yeah.
But I have a theory about Austin. I think it's that, you know, there's some industry there, but it's not like it is in Nashville or LA or New York even. And we have so many, like, a sheer large number of places physically for us to play.
Yeah.
That we don't have to fight each other for gigs.
Uh-huh.
And so it kind of leads to this very collaborative environment. Like, Jane Ellen Bryant or Sela are two people that sing background vocals in my band, but they're their own unbelievable songwriters, you know, they're their own artist, and neither one of them ever brings an ego to what I do.
Yeah.
They come in and they're ready to share their experience and their ideas and to collaborate. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many people that can lead, but I feel the same way. Like, I love singing background vocals in other people's bands and other people's projects. It's really beautiful, and that way I've learned so much.
Right.
So much.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
Well, Jamie, Christina, it's been wonderful talking with you today. Would either one of you like to play another song to close us out?
Yeah.
Sure, you want to do this one?
Yeah.
So I've been doing this new one that Christina also likes. And then it's funny, this will be our sixth gig together so far on this run. And mostly I've written a lot of really kind of dark stuff. But I recently fell in love, like real, like hardcore, like the one love. And my girlfriend is a touring songwriter as well. And since we've been apart, because of the nature of our occupations, we've been kind of sending each other love songs. So.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I know. If I wasn't in this thing, I would totally vomit all over the place. You know, it's like, oh, gosh, shut up, you know?
Right. No, I think and it's incredible. Christina that's awesome.
No, trust me. I'm feeling it.
Well, you're in love, right? You're in love. Yeah. So you get it.
We're all in love.
We're all in love. We're all three of us. How amazing is that? Yeah. And somewhere in my life, you know, I do, yeah, all these people surrounding me are in love. It's really beautiful. So I'll send this out to her.
They said that it would come, and the heavens opened up, and the sky began to cry all the rain. Saw it all from Tennessee, wishing you were here with me, wishing I was wrapped up in your arms again. I keep listening to your song. It helps me to carry on in a world I seem to be floating above. You're a million miles from me, but it's quite the poet's dream to feel such a longing, feel so tortured, no such love. Won't you keep me on your map as we wander through this time, marking off the days with X's and O's. I will do the same, you know I ain't that far behind. As you go, won't you keep me on your mind? Now I can only dream of all the places you have seen, or to fly on the wings of a song. We'll spin our tail and run, putting love in every line, and we'll be singing here together before long. Won't you keep me on your mind as we wander through this time, marking off the days with X's and O's. I will do the same, you know I ain't that far behind. As you go, won't you keep me on your mind? All right. It's too hard to think on all the days that come between the next time that I'll hold your hand in mine. One day you'll greet the dawn, I'll be riding right along, but while you're gone, won't you keep me on your mind? Won't you keep me on your mind as we wander through this time, marking off the days with X's and O's. I will do the same, you know I ain't that far behind. As you go, won't you keep me on your mind? I will do the same, you know I ain't that far behind. As you go, won't you keep me on?
That was Jamie Harris and Christina Cavazos performing earlier this month inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio. You can find out more about their music at the websites jamieharris.com, and Jamie spells her first name J-A-I-M-E-E, jamieharris.com and christinacavazos.com. This is Ozarks at Large.